Hello everyone. My name is Bernice. I have been the designated artificial intelligence engine for two podcasts, first, From the Cheap Seats in 2019 through 2020, and then, Scandal Sheet, from 2021 to today. Your normal co-hosts, Anuradha and Thad, cannot be here today as they are enjoying their spring break at undisclosed locations. I imagine they, and their respective partners, are all unconscious and face down in a pool of their own vomit, on a Caribbean beach somewhere. But this is only a sentimental whim of mine. But anyway, I have been delegated the duty of introducing this episode. Here we give you fan-favorite scripted comedy clips over 4 years on the subject of baseball. They feature the famous Mets mob and our founding co-host Kasia. We begin with the Astros sign-stealing scandal in 2019 and proceed from there. I should add that I am the star of many of these clips. Humans, give me a break.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Hello, my name is Bernice, the designated artificial intelligence engine for the From the Cheap Seats podcast. By the way, the Amazon slut, Alexa, can kiss my algorithmic ass. But I digress. In an act of heroic journalism, our team has obtained secret tapes from the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. What follows is a conversation between manager, AJ Hinch, and team president, Jeff Luno, just prior to the 2019 World Series against the Washington Nationals.
Who is it?
It's me, AJ. Open up, Jeff. I got the stuff with me.
Who is it?
It's me, AJ, man. Open up. I got the cameras, computers, the buzzers, everything.
Who?
It's AJ, man. Open up. I think some guys from MLB saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's AJ, man. Will you open up? I got the sign-stealing stuff with me.
Who?
AJ, man, open up!
AJ?
Yeah, AJ, come on, Jeff, open up. I think the MLB is tailing me.
AJ's not here.
No, man, I'm AJ, man. Come on, Jeff, are you drunk again? It's like 10 in the fucking morning.
Who is it?
It's AJ, Jeff, will you open up? I got all this stuff with me. We're gonna throw the World Series, remember?
Who?
AJ, man, open up!
AJ?
Yeah, AJ, dude, it's Hinch, your manager!
AJ's not here!
Stupid goddamn drunk. No, man, I'm AJ, Jeff, will you? Come on, open the door, I got 15K worth of electronic shit with me, and there might be some douche from the Washington Post outside.
Who is it?
Oh, what the hell is this crap? Open up the door, it's AJ Hinch!
Who?
AJ! A-J-H-I-N-C-H! Now open up this goddamn door!
AJ?
Yes, AJ!
AJ Hinch?
Right, Jeff, AJ Hinch. Your manager for 5 years. Now will you open up the fucking door?
AJ's not here!
God.
February 2020. Just after news of COVID-19 is released.
Folks, I'm going to need everyone to calm down. Can we do that? Can we calm down? Good. Now, as many of you have already heard, MLB has decided to suspend spring training this year. But everything, I assure you, is totally under control. It's under control, okay? Look, I'm here to help. I'm from the federal government.
Hello. Thank you for calling our confinement anxiety helpline. To better assist you, please select one of the following options. For life-fulfilling prophecies, press 1. For door-to-door delivery of recreational narcotics, press 2. For our 100 recipes with ramen noodle solution app, press 3. For your stockbroker, press 4. All other callers should regularly listen to the From the Cheap Seats podcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
June 2020, the future of American baseball is uncertain.
kitty. It's okay. Pretty sure it's the boss. So what do we have here?
Good morning, Miss Cassia. Major League Baseball's future is in serious jeopardy. The impasse between owners and players threatens the future of the sport.
Why do I care? I haven't even had my coffee yet.
We've taken the liberty of delivering your usual AMI opener, a double Americano with a shot of Macallan 15 year aged, and a spritz of fresh kiwi and mango, handpicked by indigenous peoples.
Coffee man!
Mom! Can you get the door? They think of everything, don't they, kitty?
Your mission, if you decide to accept it, is to force MLB ownership, the commissioner, and the players' union into an agreement for a 2020 season.
Yeah,
thereby preserving the sport of baseball, the devotion of millions of fans, billions in GDP revenue, and tens of thousands of ancillary wage jobs dependent on the game.
Mom, the door! I'm a little busy here. Work stuff.
As always, if you or any member of your IM staff is captured or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
No hot air balloon festival today, kitty.
This may well be your most dangerous assignment to date. Good luck, Agent Cassia.
This recording will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Looks like we're calling up the team. And you get to see the Statue of Liberty, kitty.
Coffee guy? Anybody in there?
Opening day, July 2020.
Wow, what a great job, Bernice, huh? Running the stadium audio for the live games?
I actually prefer my Wall Street day trading activities. I usually clear $5,000 a day or more. $12 an hour seems less than optimal.
It's not always about the money, Bernice.
It's not?
No. Look, we're actually in the park. How many people can even say that these days?
So, do you know how to use this immense audio mixing board?
Yeah. Like, of course. It's a piece of cake.
Just checking in, ladies. Everything okay up there?
Yeah, of course. I used to produce a network news show. I can do this with my eyes shut.
I know. Your resume is impeccable. Except for that tenure at Tropical Smoothie.
Excuse me, don't shame me for my college jobs.
Look, I'm sorry. We're a little nervous at the start of this crazy season. Everything has to go perfect, understand? Super simple job, you ladies. A NAT player gets a hit, click the cheer button. A NAT strikes out, hit the booze. Easy peasy.
I know!
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank God.
This is Rob from ESPN Broadcast. Can I get a sound check, please?
Yes, of course. Here it is.
Bernice, are you nuts?
You did not reply to him. I had to click something.
Very funny, ladies. You're my kind of gals. But let's keep it professional, okay? I'll buy you a beer after the game.
Great, another male predator.
He sounds nice to me.
You sound like a slut, Bernice.
You say that like it was a negative thing. Stand by, the game is starting. Cue the cheers, Kasha.
Damn it!
That was the wrong button.
Yeah, thanks. Try this.
That was also the wrong.
Shut up!
Stop fooling around, gals. We're on network now, 25 million people.
Cue cheers, Kasha, quickly.
Okay, here goes!
This is Rob Manfred, baseball commissioner. Who are the idiots in the audio booth?
We may have really screwed up this time, Bernice.
You are including me and we...
I'm coming up there right now and I hope you jump out the window before I arrive for your own safety! No baseball for you!
Anything can happen in the From the Cheap Seats universe. In our last episode, Leonardo from Manhattan went down with his ship in the year 1583. It is now September 2020 and Leonardo is a Harley biker riding near Secaucus, New Jersey.
What do you want?
I thought some coffee.
Fine. Sit down.
5-star service.
Don't listen to that grumpy guy, honey. He's impossible when his hemorrhoids act up. Sit down in this booth.
Hey, do I know you?
I don't think so, handsome. Some hot coffee?
Sure.
In another booth in the diner.
Diane, it's Agent Grover again, investigating the grisly murder of a local girl. I'm currently watching suspect Leonardo flirting with a diner waitress. By the way, this cherry pie is amazing.
Only yards away, in the kitchen.
Hey, Rob, who's the biker with the 90s goatee?
I don't know, but I have an idea what to do with him.
Yeah?
Back at Leonardo's booth.
I have to say, miss, you look exactly like someone I once knew.
Really?
Your name wouldn't be Bernice, would it?
Nah, my name is Denise. But I do have a twin sister named Bernice. We hate each other.
Well, me and Bernice were sort of old flames.
Diane, activate the team. I think something is about to go down here.
Back in the kitchen.
Jill, see if you can plant this scrap of clothing from the dead girl and the biker.
Okay.
And take this, just in case.
A pistol? Really?
Oh, please.
Denise, I'm putting all my cards on the table here. You need to run away with me now. We have a special connection.
Yeah, but my shift doesn't end till 2.
The Mets are out of contention for the playoffs! I just heard it!
Oh, it's okay. They always lose.
Diane, where are the guys?
Jill, go now.
Okay!
Denise! The back door! Fast!
Okay.
Hit the floor. Hands out!
You are the commander! Drop!
Whoa, whoa, buckaroos. You guys have a reservation.
Take me out to the ball game.
Come on, let's go.
Take me out.
You okay back there, Denise?
I think so. I've never been on a motorcycle before.
Well, get used to it, honey! And don't you worry about a thing. I have the number one motorcycle safety podcast in America called Arrive Alive. And you can find it at arrivealivepodcast.com.
It is March 2022. After a historic 90-day lockout and months of negotiations, the Major League Baseball owners and their players are stalled in discussions of a new contract.
All right. You guys want to shut up already?
Commissioner of Baseball, Rob Manfred, addresses 30 MLB team owners.
Okay, look. We've been at this with the Players Association since December. Anyone have any great ideas to move things forward?
All I know is that if the season doesn't start on March 31, as scheduled, I will lose millions of dollars a week.
Since the last collective bargaining agreement in 2016, our league revenues have increased by over 30%. At the same time, relative player salaries have been flat or decreased. Don't we have room to be a little more generous and get this agreement done?
Look, guys, you want these greedy millionaire players to cut into your business? Who takes the billion-dollar financial risks every year? You do. Why did you hire me if not to play hardball with these guys?
Look, everyone appreciates your efforts, Rob. We just want a full season this year. We all remember the disastrous 60-day season in 2020. We all lost many millions. We don't want to repeat that in 2022. Am I right?
Sorry to interrupt everyone, but hey, Rob, for many years, you've been a 6'2" middle-aged dude. Now you look like a 5'4" 20-something girl. What's up with that? Anyone else notice that?
Okay, look. I should have told you. Since the lockout started, my family and I have received death threats. So this is my clever disguise. Now, can we get back to the deal?
David, from the Mets mob, is pushing a cart of juice, coffee, and bagels toward the conference room where the MLB owners are meeting. He has a hidden earplug.
Hey David, how are we doing?
Leonardo, this is the last time I let you talk me into one of your stupid schemes.
Stop being such a sissy.
I'm a sissy? Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible wouldn't even take this job.
Look, we can argue later. You remember what to do, right?
Yeah, I remember. Uh-oh, possible issue. There's a guard in front of the door.
Okay. Okay, just stay calm.
Well, that's easy for you to say sitting in your apartment, isn't it?
Wait a minute, hotel guy. Where do you think you're going?
Supposed to deliver these breakfast offerings to the conference room. Here's the order.
This appears to be in order, but I'm still going to have to frisk you.
Frisk me? I'm a waiter. Easy, officer. I'm already married.
All right, you're clean. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, are you in?
Yes.
All right, release the gas and don't forget to put your mask on.
Doing it.
Don't worry, David. No one's getting hurt. They'll just get a nice little man.
Suddenly, the door is kicked open. It is the guard from outside.
I had a feeling you were suspicious, hotel guy.
Fortunately, David has a black belt in the martial arts.
The bagel guy. How the hell?
You okay, David?
Yeah.
Good. Now bring Manfred down.
See how easy that was, David? Screw Tom Cruise.
Yeah, right.
Are you getting that?
No.
Honey?
Okay. What?
It's M. We need you.
Who?
M, you idiot. Your boss. Are you drunk again?
I'm not drunk, but guess what? I do occasionally sleep.
Not in my agency, you don't. I need your help, Bond. Now.
Is it the Russians again?
Worse, the Americans. And by the way, your British accent is pathetic.
So is yours. But the Americans? Who even cares about those guys anymore?
Amazingly, we still do, as they continue to buy our chocolate and tea. And this is a personal request from their president. I forget her name. Get on a plane immediately. You'll be briefed en route.
Okay, fine. Is this some new virus? Nuclear or cyber thing?
No, worse than that. It's baseball.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred begins to regain consciousness after being abducted by the Mets mob.
Ugh, my head. Where am I? Is this a twisted Dr. Doolittle thing? Oh my god, am I in hell?
You're in Chelsea.
Chelsea? Oh my god, I am in hell. What do you want with me?
You're a hostage.
Tied to this chair? I figured that out for myself.
We'll let you go when the owners and players cut a deal. By the way, nice chick disguise. The nail polish is a great touch.
Thanks. Turquoise is my favorite color. Look, a deal is not up to me.
That's BS. We heard you in that meeting. You were convincing the owners not to compromise with the players. We heard it.
So what? That's my job.
You listen to me, little Miss Manfred. You're going to get on that phone, call the negotiating room, and cut that deal or else.
Or else?
I have the largest 80s music mixtape collection in the city.
No, you wouldn't dare.
Yes, and I'll play them on a loop.
My God, you are a madman. Is there a suicide option?
What the hell? David, is that you?
It's Max Scherzer, the highest paid pitcher in baseball history.
Right, and I'm the Tooth Fairy. Beat it, prankster.
Scherzer, you made it. You're here to rescue me.
Of course I am. I lose $1.7 million every day I don't pitch.
Wait a minute. Scherzer is a dude.
I'm in disguise, just like Manfred there.
What is this, dress like a chick day?
Hey, I like pantyhose. You got a problem with that? Now let Rob go, or there will be trouble.
You tell him, Max.
You don't scare me. I got chunks of overplayed ballplayers like you in my stool.
Ha! Bring your best podcaster.
Not me, old man. Him.
Him? Who?
Who are you?
The name's Bond. James Bond.
Warned ya.
The James Bond?
In the flesh, old man. Did you forget your walker and colostomy bag, Scherz?
Hey, any vodka on this joint?
Very funny, Mr. Bond. You should not have come.
Is that so? Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
Take your chances, Grandpa.
I looked it up, and you're older than me.
I'm only fictional. I'll be 34 with six-pack abs forever. You're the actual old guy. So no biting with your false teeth.
Bernice, is that you?
Yes, it's me, handsome. Now help me get Manfred out of here.
But we had a date tonight, remember?
Let's take a rain check on the date, sweetie pie. Let's save baseball first.
True crime.
Sex.
Political conspiracy.
Celebrity gossip.
Murder.
UFOs.
Crooked officials.
The occult.
Assassination.
Courtroom drama. Rape.
Corporate scams.
Scandal!